Hi, this is Andrew.
And Christina.
And we're here with your daily nerd devo.
Gaming groups, am I right? I mean, not the members of a group specifically, but the entire experience of finding people and getting schedules to line up. It's almost more time and effort than it takes to actually play the game. But when you do manage to get the right people and the right schedule together, it's totally worth it.
Oh, okay, Chris. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Sherman, set the Wayback Machine for 2010. That year, I both graduated from graduate school and married Christina. We'd been together for 2.5 years by the time we tied the knot. Long enough for me to get from barely started school to all the way walking across the stage at graduation. And the biggest thing about adulting that I learned was how little time for interaction with peers we both had. Both she and I were getting into careers that don't exactly support a lot of free time. Between her work schedule and mine, we barely ended up with time to eat dinner together at the end of the day, let alone have time to plan social interactions.
And then we had kids. Don't get me wrong, kids are great. They're just a little high maintenance at first. You have one, and whatever small amount of free time you had managed to carve out for yourself before goes right out the window. Even your sick days aren't your sick days anymore. They're days you hold in reserve for when your kid gets sick. There was a period of several years where I don't think either of us were sure if we would ever be able to game again. But just like the Elusive Gaming Group, proper investment of time and effort can bear wonderful fruit. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he grows older, he will not abandon it." Now, I don't think it's meant to be about nerdiness, but...
But ultimately, we did come up with a solution to our problem. It's just taken us a hot minute to develop. Our solution has been to get more people on our schedule. And we have. By raising our two boys exposed to our interests, whether it be comics, movies, or games, they've picked up our love for many of these things, and even taken some of them in directions neither of us expected. I mean, Marvel superheroes haven't been a surprise. Christine and I have seen every MCU movie since Iron Man 2 in theaters together. But our eldest's exploration of anime and miniature modeling, and our youngest's love of all things Halloween and musicals, definitely has. More importantly, the decision of our eldest earlier this year to follow Christ in believer's baptism has been another part of them picking up what, or who, we love. Either way, we have our gaming group, one we grew ourselves.
God is also growing his own group. Romans chapter 11 talks about how God is gathering people into his family to be grafted in and supported from the root. And we know that the true vine is Christ Jesus. By being together with him, we are being drawn into his family and steeped in his interests, his nerd group. We are all of us grafted in and sustained by him, but also bear the responsibility of supporting the other branches as a fruit-bearing vine. It is his investment in us, as well as our investment in each other, that determines the success of a new graft.
Whether we're talking about a gaming group, our soon-to-be family of five, or God's larger family that he is building, families take time and continual investment to build. Once built, they support one another and enable a greater result than the individuals ever could have brought. Oh yeah, and insert here either your favorite Lilo and Stitch or Fast and the Furious reference about family. I'm not picky.
And I, for one, can't wait to try out some of the 5-player game expansions we have on our shelf in a few years. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad.
We're Andrew.
And Christina.
For the Daily Nerd Devo.
And remember that you are a vital piece of the puzzle God is building.
And to be awesome in the name of Christ. See ya, Space Cowboy.